Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yes, indeed, the documents laid out so that there's an information document if, for the case that a UNR 154 approval exists, and a second one if it doesn't exist. What I did for speed really was to use green highlight to show the elements that would be required if a UNR 154 was in existence, and ignoring the green highlight, so everything that else would exist for the case that there wasn't a UNR 154 approval. Basically, it follows a similar approach to UNR RDE. What I have done in the meantime is prepared two separate tables, which I've got on my computer, which have a part A, if there is a UNR 154 approval, and a part B, if there isn't, and they could be made available very quickly to supplement the working document. Thank you.